Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Ballin' with my beats on. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day.
Yeah, what up, though, world? It's your boy, Mo Egger. We back once again with Sports and Music with Mo Egger. Yeah, man, I'm so happy to have you guys join us this week. You know, we have some really big things going on over here at Easy Way Broadcasting and Sports and Music with Mo Egger. Because, of course, you know, we teamed up with Roscoe's Media Center. We will be doing the remainder of our shows over here with, you know, the Roscoe's, man. A landmark, a great landmark everyone, you know, knows about throughout the world. It's a must. You know, must-visit place whenever you come to L.A., you know. It's the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. But, you know, everything's awesome. So I'm going to play this new song called Back When off my Motown album, and I'll come back to you soon with more details. Let's get it.
Back when the world I would stay up all night, all night. Instead of dreaming about the door, oh, I would go out and fight.
3 a.m. I'm getting shots up. 5 a.m. in the morning, I'm making beats, I gotta get my stock up. 8 a.m. class, only got an hour of sleep. I gotta go cause Coach Izzo might pop up. I grind it hard to bring that mail back. Cause either that or just depend up on that Pell Grant. Cutting the hair for $5 and slinging beats for like 100. Cookouts on that dorm flow, I gotta feed them stomachs. 18, child support stopped coming. Pops passed away, I guess the cancer done it. Just to keep it 100. I ain't cry at first, but the tears came late like I'm peeling onions. Tired, feeling like I did 100 runyons back when the world was cold and it was bold, but I feel that warmth is coming. And it's still freezing, like that Christmas evening when I passed out in that practice and I wasn't breathing. In the spittle for like 3 days. 100 tubes connected under my PJ. Huh, all I really wanted was NBA or maybe meet day, but instead I met.
Back when the
asthma.
World was so cold, so cold, that I would stay up all night, all night. Instead of dreaming about the door, oh, I would go out and fight.
I say same old shit again. Posted up in South Dallas, dreaming of a dream to flex my hustle and get out of here. Shy boy, sue boy, cry your boy, fight your boy. Real deal, I hold my own. Nope, I won't retire, boy. Underrated, overlooked, flash with my gut looks. Killing beats, hella hooks, family members, my own crooks. Mama called a murder case, charming smile, beat the case. Couple years, another case, trying to tears from a face. Be your man, take my place. Full throttle, wicked pace, check myself like Pastor Mace. Evil forces in my gut, keep me thinking with my heart. But my heart, on I'm broke, never laughing, crooked smile, I'm waiting on my time to come. Failure is my fear, to have my talent, I can't be a bum and blow up. More success is coming soon. Hip hop is calling me, I'm flavored with my own trend. It's my shot, my time, it's only right, I'm gonna win.
Back when the world was so cold, so cold, that I would stay up all night, all night. Instead of dreaming about the door, oh, I would go out and fight.
Yeah, man. Hey. Hate on anything in the world but progress, yeah. We still got a long way to go. Yeah, success is only what you make it.
Yeah, man, that was my joint back when, featuring Sam Hook, Major Williams, and myself. With Sean Speed Dillon on a good guitar. Yeah, man, it's been a very, 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 very successful last couple weeks, man. You know, we're preparing for some cool things, man. East Boy Broadcast is on the way to taking off. You know, we just got in the good word that, you know, we're top 300 in all Blog Talk Radio. You know, we only been on for not even half a year yet. So, hold on, let me bring the crowd back in for that one, man. Clap it up again one more time, y'all, for that one. That's really good news. Yeah, man, the team is great. James Sparks, Eric Zulu. Get it done.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulu, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just wanted to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zulu. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Yeah, man, y'all heard it right, man. We over here doing it the easy way. Yeah, so I want to give you guys a few updates on what's going on with Mo Egger and Motown. You know, right now we're getting ready to prep for the Interlock System video will be shot really soon. You know, I'm actually looking at different casts and crew right now as we speak, man. It's going to be a special movement, man. You know what? I'm going to play the song after this. But, yeah, it was a situation about a year ago where, you know, I got caught slipping, man. I had a few little drinks, man, got behind the wheel. And got a DUI, man. It was a mistake that I regret. But it was a mistake that I'm learning to turn to a positive. So right now, I'm going to get ready to shoot a video for it and really raise some awareness about how serious drinking and driving is, man. And it's really changed my life, man. You know, I've done things a lot differently since, not only in the aspect of, you know, alcohol intake, but also just being responsible, man. I feel like the whole movement, it really promotes responsibility on how we can actually, you know, take note of the things we do, you know, during the day and night. You know, it can be tailgating, it can be a meeting. You know, my situation, I was actually leaving a business meeting. So it was a real life situation, and, you know, we're getting ready to shoot the video for it, man. I really want to be able to help, you know, anywhere I can, you know. I can only make the first step, and that's to put it out there. You know, I'm not a shame of telling people, you know, the mistakes I've made in order to help others. And that's what we're here for, individuals on earth. So here's Interlock System, man. I want you guys to pay attention to the words really closely. And it might apply to you, man. Let's get it.
Yo, this Interlock System is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI sucks. Cause this Interlock is driving me crazy. Beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient. This Interlock System is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI sucks. Cause this interlock is driving me crazy. Beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient. Yo, this weekend started off breezing. Yeah, I'm feeling good for two reasons. Shot my first video Friday night. Saturday, I got a business meeting at the Four Seasons. Yo, I got there around noon. They was on time, and they was on round two. They looking at me like, son, you better catch up. Yo, I barely ate, that drink had me messed up. One drink turned into four more. I told the bartender how I want more. One night turns into two nods. They both agreed that we need to start taking shots. Dang, I'm too old for peer pressure. Lighten up, Mo, you out here stealing deals. And you in Beverly Hills with these brand new cars. So imagine how I feel.
Yo, this interlock system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, sucks. Cause this interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient. The interlock system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, sucks. Cause this interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient.
One swerve turns into two swerves. Black man in the black whip, no sir. Not to mention in the black man's wish on the wrong side of town, and it's all black tent. And all black glasses.
What?
Sobriety test. I failed those classes. Yeah. Man, I blew three times over. I still had the nerves to tell the polls I'm sober. Now they in the front googling and giggling. I'm in the back seat feeling like a kid again. Man, those cops was filed colder than Michigan. I'm about to go to jail. I'm about to be a missing man. Not to mention that the BlackBerry locked up. I couldn't even tell my girl that I was locked up. What makes it worse is her parents in town and me. I'm locked down. I'm just hoping they'll pop up.
Yo, this interlock system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, sucks. Cause this interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient. The interlock system is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, sucks. Cause this interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient.
That's crazy, man. Yo, jeez. All I was worried about was my girl and my mom, man. Real tough. I knew my mom was gonna clown me. I ain't even wanna tell her. You know, I shouldn't have been drinking in the first place. Sorry, mama. It's crazy, man. They locked me up, man. It was still light out. Hey. DMV.
Yeah, man. So that's the interlock system, y'all. Hope y'all paying really close attention, man, because that's going to be a special, special thing we're doing, man. And I really want to be able to be, I don't want to say necessarily the face of it, but, you know, I want to go around and raise awareness. I want to speak. I want people to know that no matter who you are, you can make mistakes and still bounce back from it. So we all learning every single day. But, yeah, man. We got some special people on the line right now. I'm proud to have a brother in Christ on the line, my brother Dan Duggar. Dan, what's up, bro?
Reese, what's going on, man?
What up, though? You already know where you at, dog. You on Sports and Music with Mo Ager. And, you know, just like I make every one of my guests do, you know, you have to introduce yourself, what you're doing, what your goals, who you are, man. Introduce yourself, brother.
Hey, man. Well, I'm Dan Duggar. I've known the host of this show for, man, 8-10 years, back from Michigan State, where I did my undergrad. Worked in the NBA for a while. We were both actually with the Orlando Magic at one time. That was pretty cool how that worked out.
Yeah.
I worked in pro sports for a while. Worked overseas with Mo in Spain and working in the ACB. I got a little corporate gig right over on the Gulf of Mexico in Florida. So I live in Florida now. I do ministry. I've really gotten involved in ministry in terms of like helping mentor youth, like youth programs, working with young inner city kids who don't have fathers. And so that's what I do, man. You know, it's great to see people you've known for a long time really succeed in their purpose of who they really are. So, man. Kudos to you, Mo. But that's it, man. I'm, you know, just out here grinding, trying to set myself up for, you know, me and my family to live a life of doing what we want to do for the, you know, for God and for each other. And so that's my goals right there. But that's who I am, man. So enough about me, but thanks, Mo.
Yeah, I mean, that's very important, man. You know what? On sports music, you know, I cherish my guests. You know, I like to have my guests to come on as, you know, individuals who made transitions in their lives, whether it's from sports to another genre or whatever they may be reaching at that moment, you know. And I feel like it's really important for us to kind of talk about what you did in sports and how you made that transition from actually working in the NBA, working with me. And let's talk about some of the things you did and why you made your transition. And let's talk about, you know, how the transition actually, you know, was accomplished by you.
I mean, you know, credit to God, because, I mean, he's really the one at work. I mean, I know some people think that's cliche, but I mean, God had a purpose in all this. I mean, in the NBA, you ever get in a point in life where you keep going down to, and the doors are shut, and you can't get nothing going to open them? You know, I felt that, you know, at the time, that was my will, that I wanted to work and continue in pro sports, but you know what, it just didn't happen. So at that time, you're faced with a transition. You know, what do you have to do? And so, you know what? I had to do what I had to do, and that's, you know, continue to find a comparable career. You know, I did, like, public relations and marketing, and I got into corporate marketing, and that led me to corporate negotiating, and now I negotiate contracts. It's somewhat of what I did in basketball over in Spain. But it came to a point in my life where I had to be true to myself. I mean, and that's the message. If anyone can get anything, be true to yourself. I had to be true to myself, that I know I needed to work in ministry with kids. I know that I needed to impart the wisdom and the lessons I've learned in life to the youth of where I was planted, the city I was planted in. And I had to, and I couldn't do that if I'm working in the league, working four nights a week till midnight, you know, not being able to be, you know, you might have a cool job, but you know what kids need nowadays? They need people like us to give them our time. And I didn't have those opportunities, and the Lord has blessed me financially because of the transition. He's blessed me to influence people that I never thought I'd be able to influence. And it was really putting myself out of the center and really following and looking at the gifts God gave me and how I could use them for God, instead of just going after what I wanted to pursue in my life selfishly. So it was humbling. So I say that's a humbling experience.
Man, that's incredible, man. You know, it's always good to hear people making sacrifices and making changes in their life, because, you know, it's more, you know, even myself, now I'm just doing as much I can as I can, you know, to study my mind and study just God's word in full on how to change, you know, and in order to be able to change the circumstances in your life, you know, you got to be willing to change your mental aspect of certain things. So I understand that and you know, commend you highly for that. For y'all who don't know, you know, I don't even know why we didn't talk about this early, but, you know, Dan Duggar is actually the vice president of Mo Egg Productions. Mo Egg Productions is a production company we started back in September of 2010. So it's been a solid 3 years, going on 3 years now, to where we've been getting it going. You know, for me personally, I've been doing music full time for 3 years now. And Dan was really really monumental in getting things started. You know, he does a really good job, even all the way in Orlando, Florida, you know, just keeping the company afloat. But right now, you know, we're just going to continue to build the company. You know, our goals is to make Mo Egg Production not only just a musical host for things, but it's going to be a whole heap of things, man. You know, we plan on it being a multimedia one-stop shop. But, you know, our main goal is to enrich others, not only financially, but spiritually. So our goals are going to be attained, not only because we want them to, because we have God on our side, man. So that's Mo Egg Production, man, and we're doing it really big nowadays, and it's, you know, it's a journey. But meanwhile, we have to take a commercial break, man. We'll be right back after this commercial break. I'll let y'all in a sec. We could be back with Dan Duggar.
Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easy Zuli and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment, and they bring you the latest and greatest in the world of business. Eric welcomes his hosts to Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. you will hear Mo Egger, Shane Sparks, Jackie Dollar, Rick Rosman, Gabriel Cannon, Vanessa Curry, and Jennifer Murphy. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting to find links to all the shows and info on upcoming events. And follow Eric Zuli and his 500,000 Twitter followers at HollywoodIfGuy.com to keep up with everything you want to know.
Yeah, we back again. Sports Music with Mo Egger. Yeah, so we got Dan Duck on the line. And you know what, man? This is a really, 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 really cool topic. You know, I've never really got a chance to speak with anyone on my line. Well, not as in-depth as we're about to go. You know, I want to talk to you about the power of prayer, man. How important it is to actually pray and take time to relieve your mind of this world, man, and the things that, you know, that bogs us down mentally, man. Let's talk about how important it is to, you know, get your prayer on, man, to that one and only Savior, man.
You know, it's funny, Mo. I mean, you know, I'm just a regular, transparent guy, man. And for the longest in my life, I was successful, but I wasn't praying. You know, I would graduate college and I went to work in the league and I achieved all these things that, you know, for my age, that was, you know, I was doing pretty well. But what wasn't happening was I wasn't talking to God about it. You know, I wasn't thanking God consistently in prayer, and so. That's part of the humbling experience is that as I began to pray more in my early 20s, you know, when I really started to turn the corner spiritually, and you know, about 23, I'm almost 28 now. So it's like when I began to pray, it's a humbling experience because you start positioning yourself to realize how minuscule, really how unnecessary you are to this whole thing. But if God so chooses to use you and bless you with gifts, you know, it's only because of Him. So really, prayer has been like a humbling experience. You know, some people can say it's crazy. You're talking to an invisible person. But, I mean, if you honestly pray in the truth of God's Spirit, I mean, there are things He does. There are confirmations He provides that I'll put up against anything, you know. And I'll stand on solid concrete ground with that. That prayer is really a humbling experience, man. And it's really a process.
It is a process. You know what, man? You know, us as being humans and individuals, you know, sometimes we allow our bodies to really hinder us, man. So I think it's really important to pray in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. And like you said, it's a real process, man, you know, because sometimes it can end up being, you know, you just continue to find different ways to approach God. And you know, you always want to make each way efficient because, you know, you want your prayers answered. So that's a process, man. Gratifying knowing that, you know, we can go to Him at any point in our lives seeking. But at times, you know, it gets discouraging, man. You know, how do you actually deal with discouragements through prayer? Because, you know, sometimes things might not happen right away for you. So automatically, as a human, you know, in our fleshly minds, you know, we think, you know, thoughts that shouldn't be thought. How do you actually deal with and overcome with those type of things?
I mean, it's easy to fall in that trap of fear, man. But I mean, the Bible tells, and if you're gonna pray, man, you ought to read your Bible with it too, you know. And the Bible tells me, you know, that God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He didn't give us a spirit to be afraid of stuff. So that's not from Him. And so when I'm discouraged, I got to realize that, you know what? In its entirety, the Bible tells me if it ain't gonna be made right now, that there's a place called heaven where things will be made right. You know what? Because people be like, well, we had 10,000 people praying for someone who had cancer, and they still died. Well, where is God? Did He not hear the prayer? Did He not answer? And you know what? Sometimes you just got to wrestle with God. You know, there's a guy in the Bible who did it. His name was Jacob. Sometimes you just got to wrestle with God. Because you know what? To life on this earth, there's not an answer to everything. You know, why didn't this happen? And I prayed and prayed and prayed. You know, and it's a matter of believing and having a hope in the new future, which is heaven, in which all things are made new. And if you're a believer, in which there'll be no pain, sorrow, I mean, it's that belief that, you know what, if it ain't made right now, maybe God say, I don't need it or I can't handle it. You know, you might be praying
Absolutely.
For a husband or a wife or a job or more money, but if you get that more money, what you going to go do, blow it on all this material stuff and lose your faith and your focus? You know, God knows what He's doing way to infinity beyond what we know. So it's having a hope and realizing that all things won't be answered the way you want, but it'll all be answered into God's will.
Absolutely.
And one thing we can always hang our hat on, man, you know, Jesus Christ came here to give us life and more abundantly. So seek after the things that you feel that are adequate to your life, you know, have a pure heart, and, you know, and you can attain them, you know, and you still got to stay positive. But Dan Dunker, man, we thank you so much for joining us today, man. We know you're down there in Orlando busy, man. I know you're about to hit the lake, get your fish on, man. So grill me up some fish trout, man, and send it back out to Los Angeles, California for your boy.
I got you, man. I'll fry that thing up nice for you. Hey, but thanks for having me, man. I mean, I know I'm not the normal guest, but you know what? I think, you know, everyone can be blessed by just the regular people in your life. And God bless everyone that's listening.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, Dan.
All right, have a good one, Mo.
All right, Famo. Our next guest we want to bring on, his name is Calvin Wimbush. Calvin is a good friend of mine, you know, awesome, multi-talented brother. You know, he's been doing a lot of cool things, man. You know, me and him have been bumping heads since college, man. He's a good friend. He's a musical artist, writer, actor. Yeah, you name it, man. I'm going to let him talk to you about some of the things he has going. But Calvin Wimbush, what's up, brother?
What's up, sir? How you doing, man?
Mr. Wimbush. That's what I like to say, man, to people, man. Don't get Wimbushed. What up, bro?
Yeah. There you
go. What's the deal, brother?
Nothing much, man. I'm just gearing up for this show that I have later on tonight in North Hollywood. I'm feeling good about it. Get to hear you rapping and everything, which is always great and stuff.
Whoa. Slow down real quick, man. You know what? You broke the first rule, and I broke the first rule. You know, every time I introduce a guest, man, you know, you have to introduce yourself also. So tell the world who you are, dog.
That's true. Well, my name is Calvin C. Wimbush. I'm like you said, multi-talented individual. I actually act, do music, write, produce. But the biggest thing right now, I guess, are my acting and my music. My music name is C. That's actually my middle name, is just the letter C. And I was like, okay, I'm going to just take that on as my music name and stuff. And so I got a gig tonight in North Hollywood at Kulak's Wood Shack. Doors open at 8 o'clock. They're going to be going on. It's actually my birthday performance. And I figured, because I'm not big on doing necessarily birthday parties, but I was like, okay, well, what do I want to do? I was like, well, the best thing I do is just do a performance for my friends and family in L.A. and everything. So I set it up with the venue. It's great. Got some great people coming out and stuff. And, yeah, it's just going to be an awesome evening and everything. And after that, we're going to head to the Federal Bar and go get some food and drinks. So it should be a good night. I'm looking forward to everything.
That's what's up, bro. Hey, man. I'm going to go up there and go hard, man. Think of home.
Yeah,
man. If y'all don't come out tonight, man, I'm going to be hot. I got a verse tonight on the record that me and Calvin produced, man. I'm going in on that verse, man. I'm talking about life, man.
I need to let them know because I was so mad when we did Think of Home. Not really mad, but, like, you know, this is, like, Mo is my brother, but, you know, it's still just like Kendrick dropped that verse and everything yesterday or whenever. You still got this competitive edge, and so we did Think of Home. And Mo's verse was just so better than mine. They're comparable and everything, but, like, I had to perform the song by myself, and I would do Mo's verse, and I was like, man, his verse is just so much more fun to say.
Knock it off, bro. Man,
I need everybody to listen to this show to know that, like, no, Mo got bars. You're not just beats. You're not just basketball. Yo, I don't know at what point he started rapping, but he's nice, I guess. I mean, it probably just came from this evening in the studio or listening to other people. The one thing that's good about, like, you know, rappers that everybody say that, you know, aren't too good is that there are people that out there that are good that get offended and get aggravated when they hear people not rap good. They be like, man, I could do this. And so I feel like it makes people step up to the plate and do stuff. And Mo definitely got some bars and stepped up to the plate in a major way.
That's what's up, man. We're going to be performing that. What's the name of the spot again? Kool-Aid Lounge?
It's called Kulak's Wood Shack. Kulak's Wood Shack.
Okay.
It's basically on the corner of Magnolia and Laurel Canyon in North Hollywood, California.
Yep, we Cali swagging all the way from Detroit. Cali swagging in it. Cali wagon. It's like, nah, man. We're going to get it in tonight. Hey, man, we thank you for coming on to the show, man. Such late notice.
Man. Thank you for having me, bro. I appreciate it. Oh, also, if for anybody who's like maybe out of the country or can't, you know, come out and everything, the show is going to be live broadcast, live streamed online. Just go to Kulax Woodshed, that's K-U-L-A-K-S, then woodshed.com, and just go to the link for the webcast and whatnot. So, yeah, all the information, if they check that out online and everything, everything's there. But, yeah, you know, it should be a good one. It should be a real good show. I'm looking forward to it. So, like, check it out online if you can. Or if you're in L.A., come out and check us out.
All right, man. We ain't done yet, bro. Man, you better talk about your project you have coming out, the
No
Excuses Joint.
No, definitely. So, in addition to music and everything, like I said, I'm acting my butt off and stuff. I booked, like, my first... I've done a lot of acting. I've been in a lot of, you know, smaller films and everything. But recently, I booked two roles that are, like, really big with the near and dear to my heart. One, I played the role of of Nina Simone's percussionist, Leopardo F. Fleming, in the upcoming movie Nina, about the life of Nina Simone. It was in a lot of scenes with Zoe Saldana, which was great. And then I just booked, even a role where I get, like, you know, more lines and everything that's going to be shooting in September by the name of Whiplash. Whiplash was the short film originally that won at Sundance, and then it got budgeted to turn into a full-length feature. So I'm actually playing – it's funny because in both of those roles I'm playing music people, which is great. Like in Whiplash, I'm playing a saxophone player, and in Nina, I'm playing a percussionist and stuff. So it's great that – I love how my two worlds get to kind of merge and everything because, you know, I'm such a music person, but I love acting too. Yeah, dude, it's such a blessing, and so I'm looking forward to that. And also, this fall, I'm actually going to be going out to Europe for a C University tour. I'm going to be in 5 different countries visiting different colleges, universities, and also opening up for some artists and go to some smaller venues. But it's looking like the whole month of October, I'll be out in Europe in Paris, Amsterdam, London, Stockholm, what's the other one? Oh, Berlin and Madrid. So gearing up for that right now, talking to everybody about it. And actually, hopefully, we'll have some people watching from those actual countries the show because I've been reaching out to my connects out there and letting them know, like, hey, you can watch the show online and stuff. They're going to have to get up early, though. It's like 6 a.m. for them. But I was like, yo, you can watch it. But my people in Australia, it's just 2 o'clock. So 2 o'clock, my Aussie people are going to be able to watch, which is good. Because I got a lot of friends in Australia. It's sort of dope. And a lot of fans out there, too. So.
That's good stuff, man. You finally about to get that passport nice and stamped.
Yeah, no, I got that passport. I'm about to put some mileage on it this year.
Got to, dog. That's what's up, man. I know we got to get together a little bit later on to prepare for the show, man. I know we need to do some stuff on that Don't Walk Away featuring Devin and the boy Derek. So I know we got to
meet
up later on.
We got to knock that out, too. So hit me up when you're done with the show. I'm going to be listening to the rest of it and everything. But, yeah, man, no, it's just been so, like y'all were saying earlier with the plane and everything, like, you know, it's been such a blessing to be out in California and be so well-received by the people I meet and stuff. And, like, I'm glad, like, I pray all the time and everything. I've definitely been praying over this show, making sure, you know, that everything just goes well and stuff. But more importantly, the thing I hope to get at, I hope that people are really have a great time tonight. Like, that's the biggest thing. That would make me the happiest on my birthday. You know, people, like, come out, and they're, like, for real entertained, and they're like, yo, I had a great time. Like, that to me means more than anything because, you know, we get these gifts and whatnot and stuff, and it's just an honor to be able to use them to actually bless people's lives. So the show that y'all are going to get tonight is actually the show that I'm going to be taking on the road with me in Europe. So that's a blessing to be able to share home. So when people are like, oh, I wonder what he's doing out in Europe, they'll have like an idea, like, oh, wow. Because it's not your traditional, you know, hip-hop show and everything. It's kind of like, and Mo, I don't think you've seen the venue yet, Mo, but it's kind of like on some, like, chill back, like, unplugged type thing. That's kind of how it's going tonight. So it should be cool. I'm looking forward to everything.
It's going to be dope. All right. Hey, man, quick question before we get offline. Yo, what's the name of the song everybody's talking about that Kendrick killed Jay Electronica? What was the name of the joint?
Okay. Well, it's called Control. And it's actually, I'll let you know because I heard about it last night. I listened to it and stuff. But, yeah, the song is called Control. It's actually, it was Big Sean's song, but I guess they weren't able to release it because of the sample that's used in the song. So Big Sean was online and was like, hey, let me release this song for y'all to hear and stuff. And the song featured him, Kendrick Lamar, and Jay Electronica. Big Sean had a great verse. Jay Electronica, also a great verse. But Kendrick, the reason why Kendrick's verse is getting so much attention is just because he kind of let it be known that he's going at people's head. I mean, it really wasn't in a beef. I think some people are trying to hype it like it's beef. It's not. He even said, like, hey, you know, I'm friends with a lot of y'all, but let it be clear, I'm trying to, like, murder y'all when I go in a booth and stuff.
I felt like it really
just highlighted something that I feel like has been missing from hip-hop for a while, like that friendly, fierce competition. Like, it's friendly, but it's fierce. At the same time, like, I really want to destroy you. And if you come weak, if you have a bad day, you're going to get destroyed. And it just so happens
that
Big Sean's verse and Jay Electronica's verse aren't really comparable. Like, you know, Kendrick really went full throttle on it. He really just let everything go. And, like, he was just so passionate in his verse, too. It wasn't just what he said. It was how passionate he was. Then, like, on the second half of his verse, he went into, like, I would kind of liken it to Eminem style, like, rapping, to where he just brings up a scenario and gives you all these different details about, like, how unlikely it is that you could beat him and everything. This goes into, it was very, like, it reminded me of M and everything. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Because I love people that can do that. Because before M, I never really saw people break down, like, you know, lyrics and everything that well, or just and so intricately, and have it rhyme and make sense and everything, kind of just like, yo, that's dope. So Kendrick did a really good job, and he proclaimed himself as the king of both coasts and letting them know, like, hey, look, I'm doper than y'all and stuff. And it's not really, you don't got too much competition, honestly. And so it's just like, I feel like people are making a big deal out of it because, you know, that's why I don't really get worried when everybody's like, oh, you know, drug, you know, crack rap working, this working and everything. Because at the end of the day, people get tired of that stuff. So if you can't be worried about what's popping right now. If you got something that is actually hot, people are going to flock to it regardless. Like, if it's hot, you know, it's good, people are going to flock to it. You can't squash talent. Like, if it's a hot song or a hot verse, it's going to be like, yo, this is hot. Eventually, lightning going to strike, and that hot verse is going to meet that hot beat, and it's going to be great. And the people, if it's hot, hey, you know, I feel like if everybody's doing whack stuff, or quote-unquote whack stuff, it makes it easier for somebody that does quality stuff. So, like, I feel like a lot of people complain, but really, it's just like, you should be thankful because people are leaving the front door wide open for you to storm in. So, I feel like
right
Kendrick
on. I mean, I respect J. Cole's, Drake's, and Kendrick, man, who are trying to bring that element back to where, you know, we go hard on these verses, man, because it's much needed, you know, to where, you know, we have to get back to that, man, you know, and like you said, man, it's nothing personal, but who has the best verse, man, that's what we talk about, man, in our culture, man, like, who had the best verse on that joint, so it's very,
like,
important,
clearly,
man. So,
like, clearly, I would say, like, even on the song that he had with A$AP Rocky and Drake, that the Problem track and everything, like, everybody knows that A$AP Rocky did not have the best verse. Now, with between Drake and Kendrick, because you don't really remember any part of A$AP Rocky's verse. It's like, okay, it was nice. If he was on it by himself, it would have been cool. But then Drake came on and gave, like, a great – Drake's verse was so greatly commercial. You're like, oh, my God, it's just fun, easy to listen to, easy to say. It makes you want to repeat the words and say it like he does. And then, but Kendrick's verse, I always tell people on that song, on the Problem track with Kendrick, Drake, and A$AP Rocky, I feel like Drake has the best verse in terms of the commercial valuability, like, to it. Like, Drake's verse will probably get you the most money because it's the most memorable and catchy and everything. But as far as, like, lyrical, technical difficulty, Kendrick Lamar, clearly, hands down, he was on some other stuff and everything. His whole rhyme scheme, he's, like, rapping in triplets and stuff and everything. His phrasing, his cadence and everything is not, like, something regular. He made himself stand out on the track and stuff. So, you know.
He did what he had to do. All right, yeah, Mr. Wimbush, man, a.k.a. C-World Music, man. We'll get up later on, man, and make it happen, man. Thanks again for joining us at Sports Music with Mo Egger, bro.
Yes, sir. God bless, man. Have a great one. Talk to you later.
Bless you, brother.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all already know what it is. We're about to make this thing worthwhile. We're about to take this good Motown song break. This is my song, Wake Up, featuring Dope Lounge and Tammy. Let's get it.
They gon' call the kid Maui. Or stop Kihei 3-day shouty. I'm back in the airport, there for a gear shift like tugging the whip. Peace out. I'm back from back to the future. Somebody make fly, I never touch the hookah. I ain't sipped in years. If I did not stop, I'm less like to be the shooter. Still killing them soft. Peace, Luther. Road to success. The stress of seeing troopers. Determine the ball that can't avoid the tech. Hot 9 on my back, I'm a 22 from Jet. Fresh, still a mad, my pops are still upset. Road to success, the stress of seeing troopers. Determine the ball that can't avoid the tech. Hot 9 on my back, I'm a 22 from Jet. Fresh, still a mad, my pops are still upset. Middle East, pocket full of gold, shining like a pot of gold, jotting down my goals. Man, I'd rather save a soul. I ain't worried about the swagger, man, I'm worried about my role. Sometimes I wake up wondering how I'm gonna do this, when the stakes is higher, homie, than Ruth Chris. Look, man, this game ain't easy. Please believe my daughter, this game is ruthless. But I ain't stopping, I'ma go harder and harder for my mother and my unborn daughter. I feel like it's my order to be the best and be the best and be the less. Defeat the stress, been feeling like I need the rest. Sleep for death. Till the end, I'ma keep it official, homie, who needs a rest? I need a breath to blow you cowards out the water. Sleep the best.
In the Middle East, pockets full of gold.
Get 'em, so I got 'em. X plus one, now that's what I call a problem.
Right.
Dope lounge rapper till I'm gone. Conquest rider, gotta grind on the map. Living so there's no manana. Mama ain't raised no fool nor daughter.
Nope.
Brothers ain't raised no punk. We out of order.
Yep.
It's funny how when beef get real, one letter can mean the difference between laughter and a slaughter. Blades get waved while waves get paid. Slaves get caged while chains get made. Cake gets baked, niggas get realer. Time goes on as the sickest get iller. Spitter need a spittle, horse on the front of. Niggas get laid down soon as they run up. Heck, he's been dope since veins met a needle tip. Or the day God said, throw a son up.
Wake up,
blacks in Detroit exercise more power than blacks anywhere in the city of the United States. And we refuse in the city of Detroit to kiss their behind.
Let's get it.
My Detroit players,
my Detroit players.
Cause I've been grinding all day. I came a long way from them Crockett hallway. Northland all day. Where goons catch bodies over shades we call yay. Mama, it feels like I left the nest again. I'm on the west grinding harder than the Mexican. Me and hard work, we can be the best as friends. Cause we moving on up like a Jefferson. Cause I remember on Jefferson. Who got Barkley phone? Where they got weapons in? Rhino, goons and they gumpo. Better take them kicks off quick. Never mind a popo. Man, them West Side boys is acting up again. Yo, them Living Noise boys back in the trap again. Gang squad outside cracking heads. And the Muslims still holding up the traffic, man. Giant Slide had the whole hood jumping. Bail out shootings at the whole hood run. We out, the whole hood hooked on alley crates. Look, I'm surprised I never pulled nothing. Focus, hope, saved the whole household. But box cheese and powder milk, that was gross though. He ain't really mad at y'all cause we was broke though. Now we on top of the world screaming, what up though?
My Detroit players, my Detroit players, my Detroit players.
Yeah, what up, Tony, man?
My Detroit players.
Yeah, we made it all the way to sunset, baby.
My Detroit players, my Detroit players.
I've been grinding all day. I came a long way from the Crockett hallway. Northland all day. We're doing with catch bodies over shades of tall.
Could it be the beat gators that's making people hate us? What you talking about? We something like the greatest. Hold it tight cause we known for taking ladies. Take your ladies. We play with ya. Tat it up how you like me. Dirty love on my back. 313. Yeah, we getting money. Stack it to the sky, sky. It ain't even funny. Steady on the grind. And we never stop, stop. Keep your eyes open, cause we're coming like we mob, mob. You know what?
Yeah. Hey, what up, Knox, dog? You my bro. Let me tell him a little story, though. Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking it back into them sound click days when that boy Dave hit me on aim. He like, what up, bro? Yo, you hoopin' make beats too? I'm like, yeah. What you used to make heat with? Fruity Loop. He like, me too. I still got that drum kit from 03 with them crazy samples and drum loops. Shout out to Ebonic, homie was cold too. Shout out to you non-believers, y'all old news. And I was off music. He like, what, bro? You almost go to Michigan State in that Mark 8. I'm still proud of you, fam, for the day you lost weight. With you and Angel, a perfect couple with Boss Face. Ha, you made summer in Miami. My brother from another mammy, man, we both go win a Grammy one day. You made summer in Miami. My brother from another mammy, man, we both go win a Grammy one day. Hey, yo, Rico, hey, remember we saw Knox on three-way, dog? We used to have something mad important to tell him, dog, like something serious. He'd be like, yo, bro, I'm gonna hit you right back. Hit you right back. And he don't hit you back till like a week later. You always tell me I'm winning cause I'm self-efficient. Never depend on the next man to do my dishes. I paid attention. I could get it right. That's why I'm working harder and harder every day. Hard work without no intermission. My intuition told me you was a real one. That's why I'm giving you thanks like a pilgrim. Mo-A, Olympics, we in the field done. Killing all of you children, it's real time. Hey, Knox, yo. Remember when I first met you, dog? I came down with that beat CD. I had like 35 beats on it, dog. I don't even know how I fit all them beats on the CD, though. We rolled around Bat Out for like 2 hours, man. Still got about dark out. You already know what happens when it get dark. Trying to roll. Yeah, you know. Trying to go get some 530. That's that 530 with some cracks off. Talking about that good Little Caesars, dog. You remember them? Remember that time I got mad at Shorty because she tried to charge me like 35 cents for extra ranch? I was heated. It's all good though, fam. Yeah, we went back down to your basement. You had them big speakers, dog. Them speakers was like 6-7, dog. They was taller than me. I'm like, yeah. It's all good, dog. You my bro, man. My dog, real rap. You believed in me when nobody else did. Way back, way, way back. You know what I'm saying? That's why you my dog for life.
it up, Angel.
Yeah, we back once again, man. You know, those are a few little selections from the Motown album. But before we leave, you know, I have to play this one song once again because we're getting ready to start the campaign for it. This is the Interlock System song. And, yeah, check out the record, man. The video will be coming very soon. And then I want you guys to stay tuned because you actually heard it first right here on Sports and Music with Mo Aker. And check us out again next week. We'll be over at Roscoe's Media Center. You know, we're stepping our game up now, y'all. We're about to be live on TV. You know what I'm saying? So let's get it popping, man. You know, thanks for joining us again. Sports and Music with Mo Aker. Shout out to Eric Zuli. Shout out to Easy Way Broadcasting. Shout out to WTV Network, man. We get it popping, man. This is Interlock System, Mo Aker. See you guys next week. Let's go.
Yo, this Interlock System is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, suck. Cause this Interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient. This Interlock System is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, suck. Cause this Interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient. Yo, this weekend started off breezing. Yeah, I'm feeling good for two reasons. Shot my first video Friday night. Saturday, I got a business meeting at the Four Seasons. Yo, I got there around noon. They was on time, and they was on round two. They looking at me like, son, you better catch up. Yo, I barely ate. That drink had me messed up. One drink turned into four more. I told the bartender how I want more. One night turned into two knives. They both agreed that we need to start taking shots. Dang, I'm too old for peer pressure. Lighten up, Mo. You out here stealing deals. And you in Beverly Hills with these brand new cars. So imagine how I feel.
Yo, this Interlock System is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, suck. Cause this Interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient. This Interlock System is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, suck. Cause this Interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient.
One swerve turned into two swerves.
Swerve.
Black man in the black whip, no sir. Not to mention in the black man's wish on the wrong side of town, and it's all black tent. And all black glasses.
What?
Sobriety test. I failed those classes.
Yeah.
Man, I blew three times over. We still had the nerves to tell the polls I'm sober. Now they in the front googling and giggling. I'm in the back seat feeling like a kid again. Man, those cops was filed colder than Michigan. I'm about to go to jail. I'm about to be a missing man.
Help me.
Not to mention that the BlackBerry locked up.
Dang.
I couldn't even tell my girl that I was locked up. What makes it worse is the parents in town and me. I'm locked down. I'm just hoping they'll pop up.
Yo, this Interlock System is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, suck. Cause this Interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient. This Interlock System is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, suck. Cause this Interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient.
That's crazy, man. Yo, all I was worried about was my girl and my mom, man. Real tough. I knew my mom was gonna clown me. I ain't even wanna tell her. You know, I shouldn't have been drinking in the first place. Sorry, mama. It's crazy, man. They locked me up, man. It was still light out.
Hey. DMV.
Man, insurance through the roof. This Interlock. See this thing in my car, man. It beep every 10 seconds. I mean, like every 10 minutes, I'm driving down the street, man. Valet, forget about it. Drive through, forget about it, man. I can't even go to the car wash, man. I gotta go to the $2 car wash to get the whip clean, you know what I mean?
Crazy.
Yo, this thing is hell. I hate it.
Yo, this Interlock System is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, suck. Cause this Interlock is driving me crazy. It's beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient. This Interlock System is driving me nuts. Don't drink and drive a DUI, suck.
hustling in the lock is driving me crazy. Beeping every minute, man, I'm trying to be patient.
Yeah, there it is, man. You know what? I'm sorry, man. Hey, it's crazy. I just got that whip. I just bought the whip, man. It's almost like they knew.
They knew it.
I was supposed to go to brunch the next day.
Forget about it.
My girl's parents. At 12:30. And I'm in the can.
Locked up.
Yo, they didn't let me out the big house until like 4.
4 o'clock.
Man, I ran out of there so fast, man.
Super fast.
I almost forgot my ID.
And my shoestring.
But yeah, man, I was in there. Cops trying to ask me for my Twitter. man.
No.
Man, don't ever drink and drive, yo. It ain't worth it, man. Take a cab, man. Take the metro. Walk, man. Call your homies. Man,
don't do it.